This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne, and the weather last week was great. This week, it's going to get chilly again. So if you're looking for something to do, I have a suggestion. The New Britain Museum of American Art. And joining me this morning is Lisa Lappi, the Director of Marketing for said museum. Lisa, thank you for joining me this morning. How have things been at the museum during COVID?
You know what? Things have been just wonderful. And I'll tell you why. During COVID, we made that shift to providing lots of virtual and digital content to people and families all year round. But then as we reopened during the summer, and as more and more people realize that coming to an art museum is actually safer during a pandemic than going grocery shopping, they're coming out more and more every week. We're seeing our visitation rise, and we have so much to offer both online and virtually. So there's something for everyone depending on your comfort level.
And that's one thing. I've gone on field trips with my kids. I went when I was younger to the museum. You know, it's a beautiful place. It's changed over the years. It's evolved with the times. And I guess you could say the whole Zoom online virtual thing is just another evolution of that change the museum has had to do to keep up with, I guess, in this weird way, supply and demand.
It's so true, Joey. You know, our mission is to deliver art to the people. And so as things change and as the pandemic hit and we were, required to close our doors for a while, we had to figure out how to keep delivering art to the people. So these virtual offerings, these 3D exhibitions, using Zoom, they've all worked beautifully to keep reaching the public. And in fact, we've just grown our base of constituents because we now have this like global audience. Because you can access the New Britain Museum of American Art from around the globe, virtually.
Mm-hmm. You know, you don't have to worry about business hours.
No, that's true.
But that's one thing I do want to let people know. I mean, the museum is still open for visitors, is it not?
Yes, we absolutely are. You know, we reopened back in July, and we're opened Wednesday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Thursdays, we stay open till 8 p.m. And it's really been, we've gotten such amazing feedback that people really feel safe when they're on site. We have reduced capacity and timed entry. So we only allow 15 people to enter per 15 minutes. And it's a really large museum. Mm. So Most people leave and they say, "Wow, I felt like I had a private event at the museum. I felt like I had the whole museum to myself." And in addition, on Saturday mornings, we're still free to everyone, thanks to the American Savings Foundation. Everyone can come for free every Saturday morning until 12:30. So it's really a lovely option for an outing these days.
Mm. You know, everyone's been stuck at home. It's nice to get out and do something and, you know, No pun intended, be a patron of one of the local areas, and what better place to go than a museum? I mean, the museum is world class and it's right here in our own backyard of New Britain. I mean, you guys have some phenomenal exhibits over the years. You know, what are, if people are heading out to go actually visit the museum? I know coming up in a week or so, we have Family Day, but what are some of the exhibits right now that people can expect to see at the museum?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked, because we're still in the middle of this initiative that we call the 2020 20 Plus Women at NBMAA initiative, where we're presenting 20 plus female identifying artists. through these beautiful exhibitions. Right now, you can see Chantel Martin and you can see Helen Frankenthaler, which are both wildly popular exhibitions that are both open right now at the museum.
And that's the thing. The museum has done so much for, like I said, I went there as a kid as on a field trip. It's one of those staples in the community that's not going anywhere. And you've had to, you know, adapt with the COVID and keep families entertained and interested in the arts. I'm seeing on the email you sent me, creative caring kits. Tell me more.
Yes. So that was the brainchild of our director of education, Maura O'Shea. You know, when we shut down last March, she came up with this wonderful idea to deliver art kits to students of, you know, the schools that couldn't visit the museum, couldn't have art class. So it's an art lesson based on a piece in our collections, and it has some art supplies in it. And we've handed out thousands of these, and the classrooms at the New Britain Museum of American Art have been transformed into an assembly line of putting these beautiful kits together for really any child or adult who would like a creative caring kit. They are free. So it's been a lovely initiative. We've also distributed them to Hartford Healthcare for their healthcare providers to help a little bit with stress relief, relief during the pandemic. So not only are the kids enjoying the creative caring kits, but the adults are finding it quite therapeutic as well.
And just to curtail off of that, adults, I just noticed on the website, you guys do date nights?
Yes, we do. So, you know, although restaurant dining is now being allowed, not everyone is comfortable with dinner and a movie these days. So why not take a super safe stroll with your mate through a beautiful, quiet museum? And we've been doing something cute each month. It's the third Thursday of every month. We're open till 8 for date night. And it's only $5 after 5. So it's a cheap date.
That's a cheap date. I can afford that one. That's a cheap date. I like it.
Yes. And members are always free, which is just amazing. But for these date nights, we also have cute giveaways, either a little mini bottle of Prosecco or some wine and cheese. And there's always a make and take art project. So it's really a lovely evening for all ages and all couples. Date night at the New Britain Museum of American Art Thursday night.
That's, you know, something that a lot of people are, we've all been cooped up, you know, it's I guess you could say the anniversary no one wants to explain of being cooped up during this pandemic. So to get out and go somewhere like the museum, it's, you know, it's the look back at some of the history, but you're kind of living through history right now in the face of this pandemic. I'm just trying to mentally visualize in 20, 30, 40, 50 years, what pieces of art might be in the museum that people did during this pandemic, that the expression that they had to do.
Oh, absolutely. And actually, I'm glad you mentioned that, because an upcoming exhibition that we're going to be opening in May is by Jennifer Wen Ma, called An Inward Sea. And it actually is going to capture exactly that. It will be a full gallery installation that captures the human experience of the pandemic through the voices of actually New Britain residents. So she is she's working on the exhibition right now. She's interviewing New Britain residents, and the voices, the experiences of our neighbors will be part of this exhibition opening in May.
That's awesome. I mean, it is the New Britain Museum of American Art, and we're all going through this together. So, I mean, that's awesome.
I know.
That's one thing that I've talked a lot about during the show is the creativity that people have realized they have inside of them during this pandemic to do things and express themselves in ways they never thought that was possible. And the museum is an extension of that, to go somewhere and view the creativity. And, you know, there's stories behind every piece that's in the museum. Someone was living some type of experience to come up with that piece. And that, I think, is a real cool thing to do with your family. When you're there, read about each piece, understand what the artist was going through at that time to create that piece.
I agree. You know what? My love for art started when I was very, very small. I had a single mom who would bring us to art museums on the weekends for something to do. And you know what? It becomes woven into the fabric of who you are as an adult when someone cares enough to take you to a museum when you're a child. You don't have to be rich. It doesn't matter who you are. You can come to the museum for free. It's about sharing this special time together, and it creates vocabulary among family members that you can't have when you're staring at your phone and your computer at home and watching TV. It's experiencing paintings and artwork and talking about them as you're seeing them, and then talking about them over dinner at night. I believe that it's an essential part of a family, is experiencing art together.
All right, and that is an excellent way to end. Family, fun, and education and arts all happen at the New Britain Museum of American Art. Joining me again this morning is Lisa Lappe, the director of marketing for said museum. If there's anything you want to check out, you can head over to the website nbmaa.org. There's events, there's a calendar, there's everything you can need right there, because remember, great things happen at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.